Save it, Rush. Save it. You too, to a lesser extent, Mac. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. Got a fun little show lined up for you. Got an hour of talking, which is perfect for radio. But first, we're going to listen to some Little Killers. This has been so long off their album, A Real Good One. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Oh my goodness, you guys. Have we got a show for you? But first, the time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin 901.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in to be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. David Hotta, what did we just hear?
We just heard The Little Killers from their album A Real Good One. That was Been So Long, because it's been so long since we did the show. Right, guys? Right, guys? No, probably not. But yeah, that was that. This is this. How are you, Mac Blake?
I'm doing all right. Yep, got to say it's a rainy day.
It is.
Here in Austin, Texas, but it is a nice, relaxed day. Oh, were we going to try sitting down this show?
We talked about it because we did a...
Pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yes,
we will. We stand for every show.
Yes, we do.
Try and keep the energy up.
We feel it harnesses our energy base. It flows from our roots to our trunk and all the way up our radio tree. But we did a podcast the other day, and shout out to our friend Leon at Spill.com, who had us on his show.
Yes, it was very fun. I think the podcast is available on Spill.com.
Yes, that is correct. And we sat down for the entire interview, and it was totally fine. And we had debated, or we had talked about, hey, maybe we should do that for our show. I got to tell you, though, I'm standing now. This feels right. This is how I do it.
Okay. Because it had a more relaxed vibe than our show. I wonder if it's just this is inherent, it's our show, we're going to be panicky.
Yeah, we could try it, though, if you want.
Oh, hold on. We didn't, where are you doing talk? We don't even want to introduce
you
yet.
We're not even on
yet. I had a really funny joke I wanted to say, but I'll save it for later.
Guys, if you're wondering who that ghost is, it's not a voice that's in your own head. We have a special in-studio guest today.
Yes.
He used to live in Austin, but now he's from near. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. He used to be part of Midnight Society and Hot Property.
Yes.
And still is technically maybe in those.
Yeah.
We just kicked you out. It was fun.
Yeah. He used to be a friend of ours.
Yes. Until we sever ties for better. Not for worse. I'm just joking. But ladies and gentlemen, the very funny comedian, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yay.
Nick.
Oh, thank you. Now, you say you had a joke.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great after that long buildup.
Well, let's take it back to where we were. We were sitting down. We were talking about sitting down. Now go.
Well, I was just going to say, if you can't stand for Mascot Wedding, you'll fall for anything.
Oh, it's like a quote from my favorite movie.
Which movie?
Sucker Punch.
No, it's a quote from that guy, Alan Tippin.
Alan Quartermain from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
It's a country song.
Okay.
Can we start the show over?
No, we cannot.
Oh, by the way, something I forgot to mention at the top of the show is we are also on Twitter.
Yes.
We are at Mascot Wedding. I have the Twitter page open right now. If you tweet at Mascot Wedding, I will see it and I will read it.
Mm-hmm.
I bumped into somebody that we know from Twitter this week.
Oh, is that so?
I was at a record store in Austin.
All right.
And
Michael Ian Black.
Yeah, he frequently tweets at us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I was checking out and this guy shook his head at me and he goes, Mascot Wedding. And I go, yeah? And he goes, Bonkers 13.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
He couldn't be nicer. And I was like, oh man, your tweet made me laugh last week. And it did. And he's like, finally. And I didn't express this at the time. Because I did have to go somewhere in Bohunkus, but I do want to stress that look, it's a radio show.
Yeah.
We're playing this for laughs. We always appreciate people that tweet and call. If we give you a hard time, it's because we think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, and that's really the thing. Like everybody I've ever met outside of the show has been super nice, and I always feel bad about treating them like total goons But from 6 to 7, you're goons. All right, goon squad?
And tell you what, if it makes you better, sure. Makes you feel better. Today, we're not going to be goons. Going to be nice for a full hour.
Oh.
So if you tweet or call in 472-5667, right?
Yes.
472-KOOP.
That's right, MacBot.
We will be nice to you. In fact, we're actually going to sweeten the pot. In a little bit here, we're going to give away a couple passes to go see the Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company, or UCB Tour Co. They have a show next week, October 5th, at Red 7, and we have a couple spots on the guest list for that, which we will give away later. I've seen the Tour Co. Twice this year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I saw them at South By, and then I went to New York for the Del Close Marathon, and I saw a Tour Co. show. I don't think they're going to be here for it, but Bobby Moynihan was in it.
Oh, okay.
He's a little bit busy, and some other people, but yeah, they're awesome.
That's awesome.
So, Nick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What brings you back to Austin, buddy?
You know that Fantastic Fest?
Yes.
The local film festival.
Yes. Yeah, the straight-to-DVD film festival.
That is correct.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you see anything that you... What was the best thing you've seen this week?
Probably Looper.
Looper. No spoilers.
Which, I mean, it's already out now.
Seeing it tonight.
Yeah. It's great. I loved it.
So is that about some Mexican cleaning lady? Ugh. No, not even worth it.
Wow.
Not even worth it.
But it is actually about a Mexican cleaning lady.
Thank God. Vindicated.
Well, I know Fantastic Fest likes to do crazy stuff. Like, hey, we're the only film festival where you shoot guns. Fantastic Fest. Did you do any of that?
Well, there were some parties. I didn't really participate in the parties.
What's the matter?
I just hung out with my nerdy friends and watched movies. But yeah, there was like am I allowed to say the H word?
Yes, as long as I think I know what it is.
What's the H word?
H-E double hockey sticks?
Yes. Yes.
There was a welcome to Hellfjord party where it was like they were painting people's faces to look like the Misfits for some reason, and there was a guy. Oh, can I say the A word?
Once,
yeah.
Well, his name was A Word Occur.
Asakur Bin Akwa. Hey.
Well, you're saying it with another thing.
Okay, well, yeah, but anyway, he was there, and he was playing guitar in the crowd at the highball with playing to a CD, which I thought was why is this a thing?
He puts a backing track, and it's just him. I've seen Asakur before, and it feels like performance art to me.
Uh-huh.
Because if I didn't have earplugs in at the time, I wouldn't be here right now.
Okay.
It was so loud. And,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was like 5 years ago.
Sure.
But I haven't been rushing out to do it. Right. Whatever. But anyway, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. They didn't go to the closing night party, but I heard they were giving away free tattoos, which seems like a recipe for disaster.
Would you have gotten a tattoo, Nick Ramirez? I'm going to assume you did. We're going to get one. What would your tattoo be of?
Oh, jeez. It's nerdy, but the only tattoo I've ever thought I might get would be the Mr. Show logo.
Oh, okay.
But that was like when I was in high school and I was obsessed with all kinds of comedy.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Show was like this like represents what I want to be involved in.
So now that you're no longer in high school and you hate comedy, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I guess now I would get the word comedy with like a cross through it, Ghostbuster style.
a bar sinister. You know what's funny? The only tattoo that I thought about ever getting was the Snake Eyes symbol.
Uh-huh.
Like his red sort of like it's like a...
Wait, from G.I. Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, from the Nicolas Cage movie.
Snake Eyes. I saw a guy who had it this week. I've seen it on people before.
Yeah.
A guy at the Spilk podcast. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it before, and it's sort of when you see it, you're like, oh, that's not for me. I mean, honestly, like with me and tattoos, I probably will never get one.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm like dead 100% set against tattoos. I just, man, I'm so particular about certain things. There's no way I'd be able to pick out something and be confident that it's going to look good forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also sort of that way of, I don't know if I'm going to love this thing forever. Where if you were to give me the option and say, hey, you want this tattoo? Wear this T-shirt for until you get tired of it. I guarantee you, I'd get tired of it.
Yeah, like in high school, I used to wear dumb T-shirts, like Simpsons T-shirts that were parodies of The Sopranos or like parodies of the Nike logo.
And I had a shirt that had it was like the Tommy Hilfiger logo, but it had the Pillsbury Doughboy and it said Tummy Poke Finger.
Man. We were cottage industry back then.
Why was that? Why did anybody ever think that was a good idea, though? I don't like. Well, your shirt was really. Hey, man, you have really funny shirts.
But that was high school humor. That was like, hey, I'm gonna let this shirt be funny for me. That's my way into the ladies.
The year was 1999, and I was in a mall, and I came across a T-shirt store that sold a shirt with the Autobots logo on it. And at that point, I had not seen a Transformer shirt. Uh-huh. The idea of like putting 80s crap on t-shirts, that started like in 1999.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Like this sort of like ironic t-shirt kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe a little, I don't know, regionally, maybe a little bit earlier or something. Or later.
Yeah.
However, and I was like, whoa, what? I gotta get it.
Yeah.
And yeah, now it's just, you know, whatever, put anything on t-shirts.
Yeah, I remember being in college, freshman in college, and losing my mess when I saw a guy with the Thundercats logo on his shirt. I was like, they do that now? That's crazy. And now, yeah, like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you can get anything anywhere.
Cause yeah.
Roll. The internet. I know that if I die, I think before 45, David, you have to get my name tattooed on you.
No, that is an agreement between you and nobody
you
else.
You agreed.
No, I didn't.
So you never said yes?
Actually, I think I did on one of the episodes.
Yeah, you did. I mailed it to our lawyer.
That's why I'm keeping you alive. That's the weird.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's like a reverse, like, Tintin or something.
And I said that I would do it until I'm, I said when I'm 31, uh-huh, I'll do it until then. So now that I'm older than that, I'm 32.
See, that's...
In fact, I don't have to get your name tattooed on me.
That feels false. I'm going to trick you into making a new deal then.
I'll spray paint it on my car like I'll make a David Donk.
Okay, that's even better.
I'll drive around a car with airbrush picture. You won't be, look, I'll show you some respect. You won't be eating chicken wings on them,
uh-huh,
but you'll be holding like a big tray of them.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like I'll be rubbing my hands together over them.
Yep. And you'll be, well, one hand is holding a big, sweaty, frozen stein. Uh-huh. You know, when you, frosty.
Yes, yes. A
frosty stein, yeah, of Budweiser Select.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you're going to need to talk to the person who's going to paint my portrait because I don't know if you can steal his idea. Because that's going to hang over my parents' fireplace.
What if wouldn't that be like a great brand thing? Like some brand being like, "Hey, tell you what, you like Dr. Pepper so much. If you win this contest, we'll paint a portrait of you drinking an ice cold Dr. Pepper." You're getting excited, like, cool portrait. Okay, Dr. Pepper.
And just like being the heirs to that, like, oh, Grandpa died. I guess we get his Dr. Pepper portrait.
By that point, like it'll be like Dr. Pepper 2012. No.
Is that your grand?
I don't want to tell us about
Dr. Pepper 10 and then like Dr. Pepper 2012. Well, screw it. We went the other way.
The fattest soda in America.
It's pure butter.
Speaking of dying, I have a real quick story.
Yes.
This
morbid.
I know. Well, it's going to get worse. This week at International Tomato, where I work, mm-hmm, a coworker retired. And I just figured it was because of old age. Like he's a guy who has been there for a very long time and, you know, he's going to retire. Turns out his father, had a trust in his kids' names or whatever. And he's low on health or he's close to, at knocking on death's door. And the trust was released. And this guy got his share of the trust was at least $4 million.
Whoa.
And hearing that, I've never wanted money more than, because I mean, I do all right. You know, I pay my bills and stuff like that. I'm not one who wants. But as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, this has to be my money. What do I have to do to this guy to get my money?
How many people do you have to kill before you're the next one on the list?
That, I would fall like out of sight.
I was thinking that you were first to not kill, but how many people do I have to seduce?
Uh huh. Yeah. hang on. I'm sorry. I'm unclear on what's going on.
Oh, you had something you want to talk about?
Oh, this was it.
Oh, okay.
I segued it perfectly.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
You could have ignored it.
Well, I didn't know what that meant. Sorry.
My fault. No. I showed David a note, a programming note, but we'll delete this part of the podcast. Yeah.
No. I'm terrible at reading things.
Bonus material, radio listeners.
But yeah, like, man, I've never been that close to that much money. And it's just a coworker away in a house that he lives in.
Are you going to jokingly be like, you know, if you die, you should leave a trust for me. Wouldn't that be hysterical?
Yeah, I'd have to get in line behind every coworker who did that at his retirement on Friday.
Wait, hold on. Did he bring this up?
Oh, yeah. See,
who does that?
That's why I was a little hesitant to talk about it, but he was telling everybody.
And he gave you the number. He said $4 million?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, he said, he went into some particulars. Yes, it's at least $4 million.
Man, I can't, but was this guy looking for a little sign action?
I don't know what was going on. Like, he certainly could have finagled that into anything he wanted after
well,
that.
Well, $4 million. And be like, hey guys, attention all. Look, the women in International Tomato, They're sweet gals, okay?
But, lovely ladies, all of them.
Let's say we made a calendar of the... Look, and honestly, the guys are International Tomato know better.
Yeah.
If we were to make a mixed gender calendar of the people International Tomato, the worst selling calendar ever.
Yes, yes.
So there's no one around there I'm trying to impress by saying I got $4 million.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Look, I'm just calling it like it is, guys.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. I'm including myself in that, all right?
A little sexist.
Well, I'm including myself. How dare you judge?
I meant sexist against men.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I'm taking myself off there.
I mispronounced it. I meant sexy.
Okay, I'm great looking is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, exactly. Have we talked about... we already said the cobra tattoo. Yeah, that's the snake eyes tattoo.
I thought you were going to suggest getting cobra tattoo, which I am not cool with that.
Really?
It's like these people that put the Decepticon sticker on their car. It's like, oh, is that cool? Was that cool when Prime died?
I always liked the bad guys better. Maybe not Transformers, but like G.I. Joe, I like the bad guys better. And wrestling, I was always related to the heels.
So was your dad like a communist? Is that how that worked? And then he gave you his evil commie thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on there? So wait a second. So you rooted for the heels in wrestling? What kind of a monster bit. Were
I
you?
I guess it was dependent on the age, right? I mean, at a certain point, I loved The Undertaker. You know, and eventually he was the good guy, but at first he was the bad guy. He was just like super cool.
Right.
Well, how old were you?
Jeez, when did The Undertaker debut? Like 91 or something? 90. So probably 7 or 8.
Yeah. Okay, that's weird. But you know what? Honestly, it's one of these things where I remember I was watching the NBA Finals, and my dad was a Celtics fan, and so I was sort of a by proxy Celtics fan. And this was like, you know, back when the Celtics were like playing the Lakers. And I remember watching the Lakers beat the Celtics once. And I remember thinking like, oh man, the Lakers always win.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to be a Lakers fan from now. I just like announced it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be a Lakers fan and I'm going to say I'm a Lakers fan. And so they just won. So I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And it just didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. If you were a bad guy fan of wrestling, most shows would end with you happy. Because like how often do the good guys win? Only at pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But every pay-per-view they win. Every time it actually ends, they're the winners.
But they spend most of the time getting like beat up on the shows. So like Raw or, you know, Monday Nitro would end and it'll be like...
But is that true though? Because now I'm thinking about it. It's like Stone Cold won at the end of every Raw.
Well,
it was always him drinking beer, pouring beer on people.
Well, that was a new... maybe.
And then you say the same thing about Hulk Hogan probably.
And it also depended on which era because... Stone Cold started off as this anti-hero, and so you were rooting for him, but you weren't supposed to root for him, and then he became this bad guy. What are we doing here?
This is wrestling chat.
Wrestling chat. Welcome to Wrestling Gab. Wrestling Jib.
Wrestling Jib, I like
wrestling,
that.
Wrestling Jabber.
There it is. Wrestling Jabber.
Wrestling Jabber. So yeah. We workshopped that one, guys. Hey, guys, if you want passes to go see the UCB Turco next week, next Saturday, in fact, at Red 7... why did I make that fart sound? Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. It's some of the best improv that...
And Red 7, great place to see an improv show.
It seems pretty terrible, but I mean, they've done it there in the past, and they had some comedy shows there, so I'm sure it's going to work out. But anyway, call right now, 472-5667. You got to submit to a Mascot Wedding ticket interview.
Yes, of course.
It'll be right. 472-5667, if you want to pass it to that. Like I said, I've seen the Turco twice. Super, super funny both times.
And it's really like whenever you see them, it's all the future stars are there. You know, it's people that maybe they're not famous now, but they're going to be famous in 5-10 years.
Yeah, the stars of tomorrow today.
It's definitely an all-star show. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hi, I was calling about the tickets.
Yes, I'm going to tell you right now, caller, that I got another caller on hold chomping at the bit in case this conversation doesn't work out. So what's your name?
Right. My name is Johnny Lopez.
You just give me the first name, Johnny.
All right,
Johnny, what part of town are you calling from?
South Austin.
South Austin.
You go by Johnny, not John?
Yeah, Johnny with an E at the end.
Johnny with an E. So I-E?
Yeah, my first name is John Edwards.
We still got that next caller on the line?
Yeah, should we can bring him up?
I'm looking at it right now.
Would you want to do that?
Yeah.
That's kind of mean. All right. Hello, other caller?
Hello?
Hello, other caller. What is your name?
My name is Master Caller Johnny. Winner caller Johnny.
Wait, so we have two Johnnies?
No, that was the same guy talking.
All right, Johnny, shut up for a second. Who's the other caller?
Grant.
Johnny, I got to say you're back in the lead. Grant, say something else.
All right, he's gone.
Good. Bye, Grant. Thanks for playing.
Johnny, you pulled ahead.
Okay, Johnny.
What if that was Johnny making that gibberish noise?
Was it? Well, hold on. When I asked, like... Who else the other caller's name? And you said Master Caller Johnny, Winner Johnny.
I appreciate your cunning then. Here you go. Hang on.
Let's try this one other person. All right, other caller, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Chad.
Chad. All right, so we got Chad and Johnny on the line. Okay, so by the way, for guys, God bless you both for calling in number one.
Yes.
So, Johnny, why do you want to go see this show?
I have never heard of them, but I go to Red 7 probably twice a month. So.
So you'd probably go anyway?
No.
Oh, that was a trap, and he did not fall for it. Good job.
All right, I have a question for Chad. Chad, is it?
Yeah.
Chad, first of all, what part of town are you calling from?
South of Austin, like Buda.
Okay.
Buda? Good heavens.
That's allowed.
Hey, come on, Johnny.
Look, we're all thinking of Johnny.
All right, Chad. What was the last show, comedy or otherwise, that you took the day off work for in Buda and took the day trip up to Austin to see?
Well, I volunteered for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, so I missed work for that.
Okay.
So you have heard of these guys before?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, Chad, you got to listen up. No, sorry. Chad, so you have heard of the UCB Tour Co before?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Upright Citizens.
Oh, so you would have gone to the show anyway?
I hadn't heard that the show was coming.
Oh, well played. Right, also did not fall into that trap.
All right. I have a question for both of you. I'll take Johnny first, and then I'll take Chad next.
By the way, Nick Ramirez, perk your ears up, because I'm going to have you pick the winner.
Yes.
Oh. So we look like good guys either way.
Okay.
Johnny and Grant.
Chad. Come on, Grant. Nick.
All right. I was going to pick Grant.
Okay. Okay. Again, Johnny first, Chad second. What is your favorite comedy movie of all time?
Johnny, go.
Favorite comedy of all time would have to be Teeth.
Teeth. All right. Austin answered that movie about the vagina dentata.
Yes, that's right. It means no worries.
Jess Wexler chomping guys' businesses.
And you know what comedy means, right?
Johnny, I got to admit that answer is a little disturbing.
Yes. All right. Now, Chad.
I like Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
The Richard Pryor movie?
Yeah, Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. I love Gene Wilder.
4725667.
Man, I gotta say, after someone saying Teeth, I was like, you know, Johnny, pretty much Chad, any sort of answer you get is gonna knock us out of the park, and then you didn't.
Dribbled it back to the mound.
Okay, hold on.
Anchorman, you guys ever heard of Anchorman?
Yeah, Anchorman.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Nick, do you have a question? Because I feel like right now it's kind of neck and neck.
But did you say your name was John Edwards?
Yeah.
Like the psychic and the politician?
John Edwards, yeah, like the politician. I haven't heard of the psychic.
Which one do you relate to? Oh, you've never heard of John Edwards. Really? I would think if your name were John Edwards, you would have heard of John Edwards the psychic.
Not even a little bit.
Oh. Nick, you're radio poison. All right, let me ask you this. John E., if you do not get these passes, what are you going to do next Saturday?
If I do not get the passes next Saturday, I will stand outside of Red 7 and wait for him to come inside the show. And yell at him.
That sounds intense,
okay,
Johnny.
Yeah, it's intense.
Oh, boy. Trying to intimidate us? Chad, what about you?
I will probably set myself on fire.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Guys.
All right.
You put us in a real moral quandary here. I don't think tickets are that much if you just buy some.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, guys. We'll all go together. Yeah.
Hey, how about you have two guest list passes? How about these two guys go together?
What would you want? Well, would you do that, or did you each think about bringing a friend?
Oh, that's not going to work. I'm not going to go with that guy. Sounds like a jerk.
Oh, jeez. Intense.
Take tickets,
hold on. All right, guys. Keep it civil. Keep it civil. All right. Well, excuse me. Judge Nick Ramirez, on which side does your mighty gavel fall?
Jeez.
Who are you going to give the passes to?
I guess See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Let's go with that guy.
Chad.
All right.
However, Johnny has a consolation prize. I got some guest passes to Cap City Comedy to give to you. How about that?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, so tell you what. Why don't you guys both stay on the line? I'm going to pot you down, and I'll get your information when we're off the air. How's that sound?
Great. Right, yeah, thank you.
All right, so stick around.
Yeah, just stay on the line, guys.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, guess who's got a new album coming out?
Who's that?
The Vaccines.
What? Man, oh, that's right.
I was crazy about their last album,
yeah,
right?
You were.
I heard some stuff of this new album. I don't know.
I heard, I've seen reviews about that, yeah.
What the reviews say?
Not so great.
Yeah, I know. This single, though, is pretty good. The Vaccines off of their upcoming album, which I forget the name of it, Grow Up or something like that?
It's something like that, Time to Grow Up.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Teenage Icon, more Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hahn. Mac Blake is here. And so is our special guest. So is our special... Am I not on? What's going on here?
I can hear you.
Oh, you know what? It's my dumb headphones.
Oh, I can hear you because you're in the room.
Well, can you hear me in the headphones?
Yeah.
Man, a lot of shop talk today on the Mascot Wedding Show. Yeah, I'm doing this thing where my headphones, they don't work so good. So I got to like turn them on and off.
Maybe you should try using cans. I hear all the big radio guys use
cans.
Yeah,
we're doing cans, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just heard the Vaccines off their upcoming album. That was called, I forget what it was called. Some dude knows. Call in. Oh, actually, speaking of calls, hang on one second. We are getting a phone call. Let's pot this up. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Oh, man, I thought for sure that that guy Johnny, he was pretty scary.
Pretty scary? I don't know. I mean, they seem nice, I guess.
Well, kind of. So what, you see that movie Teeth? You seen that thing?
You know, I have seen that, and yeah, not exactly a laugh riot.
Oh, a lot of chopping going on.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then the way that only a guy can get chopped.
Okay, we don't have to talk about that. That's fine. But yes, you're absolutely right.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I mean, was I alone and thinking that was just a total yikes?
No, it was a very scary concept. I certainly wouldn't want to get chomped in only a way that a guy can get chomped. But
yeah. So how you been, man?
I've been good. Excuse me, wait a second. I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
Wow. You don't know who this is. You don't recognize his voice.
Well, I mean, you asked me how I've been, so I thought maybe there was a sort of this, you know, rapport going on. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was only your mentor for 2 years.
Mentor? I'm sorry, are you sure you have the right guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got the right, I mean, like, here, maybe this will jog your memory. You ready?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Hey, Hada, stop goofing around, pick up that hose and clean up that slide, because we got a kid with beef chowder mid-ride.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, Mr. Roarball?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Roarball, you were the manager at my summer water park job back in Houston. This was when I worked at the H2OK Corral, and I worked there for like 2 summers when I was little.
That's right. Please call me Nelson.
Oh, okay. Fine, Nelson. This is great.
Wow. So how you been, man?
I've you know, been okay, I guess.
How's your guest? Who's it? What's your guest name?
I'm Nick.
Yes,
hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
It's Nick Ramirez from New York City.
Yeah, it's funny when you just remember my name, you know? It's like that movie Black Men, and you just got, like, de-neuralized.
I'm sorry, which movie was that again?
You had Will Smith who was in Black Men?
You mean Men in Black?
Oh, sure, whatever you want to say, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the name of the movie. It's, Black Men's kind of not the name of anything.
First of all, I'm sorry, I was rude to your guest. Hi, Nick. You said you're from New York?
Yeah, well, I recently moved to New York.
Hey, don't shoot me, am I right?
Yeah, it's a Minsk.
Don't kill me, New York. Whoever's going to stab me because that's where you're from.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of cleaned up the city a little bit. It's not too dangerous.
Sort of. I'm sorry.
I got to say, David, I got to say, at this point, I didn't see you this weekend.
You didn't see me this weekend? Was I supposed to be somewhere? I don't know. I was doing the show here.
Yeah, you really don't really know how to turn the knife.
I'm sorry. I have no idea, Mr. Roarball.
It's Nelson, please.
Okay, Nelson. I'm sorry. I don't know.
How many times am I going to tell you it's Nelson? Zut that all. Wakes up your brain, bees.
Is that an expression? I've never heard of
look,
that.
Look, it's alumni weekend at the H2OK Corral. You know, look, it's the last weekend of water park season. You know, so we invite former employees of the park to come back and work the rides. I mean, they're going to get a real kicky out of them.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, let's say you're about to go down Holy Slider, right?
That's the Ronnie James Dio-themed water slide, yeah.
Right, and you're about to go down the Holy Slider, and who's there working the tube cleaner? It's Frank Amendo! Frank used to work there 10 years ago. I mean, that's got to be a real treat for anybody.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, I got to kind of disagree with you there.
Oh, what?
Well, look, Mr. Nelson. I'm calling you Nelson, yes. I mean, even when I was working there, I kind of thought Alumni Weekend was a little dumb. I mean, like...
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if past employees could come by one week and use the park for free, but you made them all work for no pay.
So? I mean, it's fun. It's like all times. And come on, look, they get to use the park for free. You're wrong about that.
Well, no, but when I worked there, the rules for alumni were 10 minutes of play, 50 minutes of
busting ass. Yeah.
Surprise,
you remember 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, I do remember, and it's not exactly appealing. Plus, no one remembers water park employees.
Oh, please, that's some great horse plant. I know a lot of water park employees, goers, remember you. Especially the goers of the female general cabin persuasion.
Okay, please stop that.
Don't tell me you didn't pick up chairs while you were working there.
Hey, come on. That's no one's business. I'm kind of a different guy.
Oh, do come on. It's expected. I mean, you're sitting around. You're getting an amazing tan. You look great. You're hanging out. You're wearing red shorts, kind of short, and you're also wearing some spurs.
Yeah, that was our outfit, all right. Did you also make everyone else wear a cowboy hat?
Uh-huh, a mess cowboy hat. And you had a sheriff's star pinned to your sleeveless tee. I mean, you were a sex god in that outfit. I knew what I was doing when I designed it.
Okay, please stop. That's really
picking up chicks was the benefit of the position. I mean, why do you think I paid you so little?
Because the place had high overhead?
Partial credit. Look, as long as we're telling secrets.
Were we?
Well, I have to say that secret's out. I'm disappointed in you, you know, and how you turned out. I'm going to be honest.
What are you talking about?
Remember that day that portion of Splash of Dal Dundee fell on that kid?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, never forget.
That kid was, yeah. He was trapped under his giant metal tube section, and you lifted it off him.
Well, it was intense. I mean, I just had this rush of adrenaline, so of course I did.
And I told you you should go into those strongman competitions.
Right, and that was never going to happen.
Look, I had my shot at superstardom, and it was over, all right? All my hopes were pinned on you.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Look, I thought building the world's most powerful water slide to thrust it on Splash 1000 would have taken me to the top, but it didn't, right? I had to shut it down because of all those complaints. You know that.
Well, yeah, all the complaints about broken arms. I mean, that thing was a meat grinder. It was completely unsafe.
Oh, well. Oh, I mean, I think those kids, I'm pretty sure they were weak bones.
Weak
I mean, it was really their fault. I mean, look, a strong high five would have snapped those kids' arms.
Uh-huh. Is that what you told their parents?
Well, that's what my lawyer argued in court.
Really? Did it work?
Man, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Look, you're the one talking about old stuff, like me saving that kid.
I had such big hopes for you, you know? So few of us make it out of here, you know?
Make it out of Houston?
You had your one big chance, strongman competitions, and yeah, blow it.
Okay, I'm not doing strongman competitions. And second of all, I'm doing okay for myself. I mean, look, can I be honest with you?
Please, place your cards on the table.
I shall. And I'm surprised you even remember me because H2OK Corral went through like 200 employees each summer.
Are you kidding? Those tapes you made with Katie Guzzi were amazing. I still watch them.
What do you mean tapes?
Oh.
No, wait a second. What tapes? What do you mean?
I gotta go.
No, you tell me right now. What tapes?
Well, you remember Katie Guzzi, right?
Yes, I do remember Katie Guzzi.
Yeah, well, you and her christened that one water slide?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I believe it was Slide Fliskin and Escape from Splash Shore.
Okay, this is really creepy. How do you even know that?
Well, you were picked up by security footage.
Oh, my God, that... That's terrible. That's awful.
Well, in my defense, you were picked up by more than one camera. I mean, that's not my fault. I mean, I do know why they call her Katie Guzzler now. I got to be honest.
Okay, hey, come on. Let's keep it clean here.
Okay,
jeez.
Well, I mean, the final edited piece with all the footage, it's technically pretty impressive. I mean, you'd even be impressed.
All right, that is enough. Goodbye, Nelson.
Is that on YouTube or anything?
Hey, come on, hey, Nick.
I'm just curious.
Well, this is my privacy here. Let's keep it clean. All right.
All right.
Well, tell you what, Nick. If you want, I'll look you up. I'll send you a version of it. Pretty good .wmv of it.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. That's a Windows Media Player.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look, can we do this another time? Can we not do this at all? All right, that's my privacy. Goodbye, Nelson. I've said goodbye.
All right, I said I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
No. Wait, why? Why would you see me tomorrow?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not seeing me tomorrow. Why would you see me tomorrow?
Alumni weekend, there's 2 days of it.
Are you kidding me? There's no way I'm coming down for that.
You are so selfish. Refusing to help me, your old mentor.
Now, Nelson, why are you calling me out of the blue? What do you want? Seriously.
What do you mean, what do I want?
I mean, this has nothing to do with alumni weekend. Really? You haven't talked to me in years, and all of a sudden it's like, come on down. What's going on?
All right, well, look, I'll be honest with you. Can I place my cards on the table, please?
All right, you said, yes, place all the cards on the table.
Look, I'm in a little bit of financial trouble, and I thought maybe you being a big radio DJ could help me out.
Look, I mean, I'm not a big radio DJ. It's kind of a community station. I don't really do that sort of thing.
Oh, that is not what I wanted to hear.
Well, I mean, look, you need a couple bucks. You need like $20 or something. Maybe I can help you out. What's?
Well, I need more than that. Look, you're right. Okay, full credit for that answer. The water park is does have pretty high overhead.
Okay.
And so I've been forced to keep the park open like 24 hours.
No, that doesn't seem very smart.
Okay, but only the public is only welcome about 8 of those hours.
So what do you do for the other 16 hours?
Oh, well, you seen that movie, The Furious Fast Guys?
Well, you mean Fast and Furious?
Well, they were definitely that, but yes, okay, sure.
What do you mean they? Who are you talking about?
The Furious Fast Guys.
Okay, yeah, but the movie was called The Fast and the Furious. It's the name of the movie.
I don't know.
I think it was called The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Well, there was a series of them.
This one took place not in Tokyo. So I think you're thinking of a different movie. Yeah, anyway, I was kind of doing that with the water park.
Hold on, what do you mean? You've been doing like illegal street racing in the water park?
Oh, I wish. Oh my God, cars and water pipes? Oh my Lord. It's like a page out of my dream diary. Hold on, let me write that down.
No. That's not a good idea.
Cars driving in. That's going to be amazing. Okay. I'll get to work now.
Right. Well, then, hold on. I'm confused. Because if you're not doing street racing in the park, then what the hell are you doing?
Oh, illegal tube racing.
Is that even a thing? Illegal tube racing?
Yeah, you know, people just go down tubes and you see how fast they go down and you bet on it.
Okay, that actually doesn't sound too bad. It sounds kind of fun.
It is super fun. Unfortunately, it's a little too much fun for me and I want a little taste of the air. A little taste. I want to get my beak wet.
Okay, so you're getting a little kickback. That's.
Well, no, I got a little kickback, but that's the thing. I've got all this cash. It's like not real money. I start placing bets.
Okay, so. Wow, so how much are you in for?
$86,000.
$86,000? Are you serious? I can't help you with that kind of money.
Oh man, Garth isn't gonna like that.
Hold on. Wait a second. Garth.
Yeah, Garth, he's the guy that talked me into doing the illegal tube racing.
Did you meet this? How do you know this Garth guy? Just out of curiosity?
Well, I came down to after the San Antonio H2 OK Corral burned down.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, there's one guy who used to work there, Calvin Blake. I'll say his name, Calvin Blake.
Yeah, no, I know that name. I'm familiar with his brother, who's the co-host of the show.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him. Where is he?
Well, he's tending some business, okay?
Fair enough. The radio's tough.
Yes, exactly.
Well, look, Calvin burned down the San Antonio one, I was scouting around for another location. I came down to Sunken Valley, and I met this guy in a parking lot.
Okay, hold on. Do you remember the parking lot? Was it the parking lot of Los Quesos?
Los Quesos, yeah.
Okay, stay away from there. That guy's bad news.
You know the parking lot of Los Quesos, huh?
I know of it. It's a really bad scene.
Good place to meet ladies.
Yeah, I guess so, sure.
Working ladies.
Oh, yes, working ladies.
Get a little pants queso.
Okay, see, you can't talk like that. You really cannot on the air.
The address of this place?
Hey, Nick, I'll tell you later. You don't have to.
Nick, if you look me up, I'll send you an address and also that WMV file.
Hook you up with $86,000?
Well, I mean, look, if you want to have a little bit of help, man.
All right, Nick, you stay away from this guy. Okay. You do not give him that $86,000 that you have. All right, that is for going home money.
Oh, man, come on. This guy Garth is serious. All right, he already dunked my head in splashy gold water.
Splashy gold water. That's the name of the kiddie pool, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the one that all the kids urinated in?
Uh-huh.
And so you called it splashy gold water just so you can explain the gold water?
Uh-huh.
You even had Barry Goldwater come and christen it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Yeah, he's dead now. Barry Goldwater, he's dead.
Right, yes. He has passed. He passed.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an expression that saying people say. He's dead.
Yeah, no, I've heard people say it. I've heard it. He dead, yes.
Yeah. He didn't just die either. He's been dead.
Right. He been dead. I've heard.
Yeah, he died in like 98. You know, which is 98. That was right after he visited the water park. I remember.
Yeah. I seem to recall him getting sick eating a turkey leg.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right.
I gotta go.
Okay.
So you and or Nick is gonna probably forward me that money, right?
I'm not, Nick.
No, well, David, you were saying your coworker makes like $4 million a year, so he probably makes something near that.
All right,
too.
That's nowhere near what I said. That's
tell you what, find a way to put the clamps on him, or that video of you and Katie Guzzi hits the web.
Okay, that is not hitting the web.
All right, I'm posting it right now, YouTube, David Hata, Sex Machine.
All right.
Well, David, do you have a pen?
No, hey, no, put that down.
That's the title. Okay, I gotta go. Look for that money.
No, please don't. Hello? And he's gone. Great. Well, see, Nick, now you're going to get to see a video of me with Katie Guzzi, and this is all your fault because you had to egg that guy on.
Oh, I'm real sorry, David. I didn't think I thought he was bluffing.
No, he's not bluffing. We get characters calling all the time, being all weird and crazy. Where were you?
Me? I was tending to some radio business.
Well, radio business takes precedent over all.
It's pretty important
stuff. What were the names of those water slides? It was the Ryan James Dio one?
Yeah, it was Holy Slider.
Man, look, my brother Calvin worked there. And by the way, proven, he was acquitted, okay? So let's...
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy, he probably could be sued for slander.
This is the first time hearing about, by the way, that your brother was in charge of something bad.
I don't like talking about it, okay?
All right.
He already tried to, I don't know, it's old news.
Okay.
He tried me to get in, go on there once to steal a cash register.
Oh, I remember that story. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Look, you might want to talk about something real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I want to run something past you.
Okay, run past. And we're here with Nick Ramirez.
Oh, yeah, Nick Ramirez. Hey. Yes.
New York, or Austin expatriate.
That's right.
Currently in New York.
Nick, did you ever go to the H2OK Corral in San Antonio?
No, I went to Splashtown. Was this like compared to in the pantheon of Schlitterbahn to Splashtown? Where does this one fall?
Dead last.
Super last. Okay. Oh yeah, real shady.
Just
real
glass
shady.
Everywhere.
Although it's kind of, you know what, they aimed high. Those things.
Well, yeah. And everybody else was pretty high, too.
See, sounds like they're trying to reach a lot of niche markets, like the Ronnie James Dio and the Barry Gold.
Oh, have you been to San Antonio or Houston, my man? They love the classic rock.
They do.
Yeah. So, you know how they had those videos that mm-hmm. were talking about bullying? Like, there's an anti-internet bullying campaign?
Yes, yes.
Obviously, that's more of a problem than what I'm going to talk about. But you know who else internet bullies? You know who else need to take a break?
Who's that?
Internet scolders.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like people that scold you on the internet.
Oh, sure. I can't wait to hear this story.
Well, I mean, look. Like, do you like being scolded, David?
Oh, I never do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference. It's when someone is like a shame on you kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, like, it's the worst thing. And the internet's like if there's like a message board or something like that.
Right.
And somebody posts something and then somebody comes on and is like, how dare you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's, I mean, in some situations, very warranted.
I suppose.
But in other situations, I mean, like, if it's literally somebody saying terrible, I have no problem with someone standing up. But that's not, I wouldn't say that's necessarily scolding. When I say scolding, because, like, let's say someone's on their message board and they're being, like, racist.
Yes.
Or really terrible. And if you are like, look, this is racist and terrible, then I wouldn't say that's scolding.
No, you're just calling them out for being a little rotten.
Yeah, scolding is kind of like a little tap on the knuckles kind of thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'll even take it a step further, if I may. It's... If you post on a message board and you're vile or something like that, you're opening yourself up because you're putting yourself on a public forum to be scolded. Like, hey, come on, man. But it's the times that I see it on like Facebook when I'm posting something onto my page and someone's like, hey, man, you should know better than that. Come on. It's like, hey, this is my thing. Stay off of me.
Yeah, and look, I'm not – that person is more than entitled to their opinion. But here's the thing, like – scolding is like, let's say you posted something, right?
Okay. Kevin?
And there's not something I'm talking around here. I don't really know.
Right. Yeah. Let's
so let's say you posted something mm-hmm. and this person's like, come on, man, we're better than this or something like that.
Yeah.
Posting that in a public forum, it's like, aren't we friends?
Right. Exactly.
Like, but there's something is this week, mm-hmm. like that I'm talking about.
Sure.
Like a friend of the show, Jimena.
Uh huh.
She posted this like dumb internet list.
Yes.
And it was like complex.com. And it was like,
yeah.
Oh, I saw a 50 comment thread and I was like, yeah. Well, I'm not reading this.
It was like a, you know, the hottest funny ladies.
Yes.
And look, I'm not too familiar with complex, but I guarantee you if it was up to them, they would just, this is nothing but clickbait.
Yes. Oh, well, I mean, it's a third rate magazine going in. It's like less than Stuff magazine.
And it, like, oh, I mean, any of these magazines like are just looking to post a hot ladies list.
Uh huh.
And so they're like, oh, you know, like, oh, hot ladies are also funny. It's a dumb list.
Yeah.
And so Jimena posted it, and she knew it was a dumb list.
Yeah.
And she even put on there, like Amanda Bynes shouldn't even be on this list. It's stupid.
Right.
And so what happened, because she posted that, is she got all these people being like, come on, this is a dumb list. Like, this list is dumb. Like, and of course this list is dumb. All lists are dumb.
Yes.
You know, like, and it's something, you know, I was thinking about it, and, like, it wasn't like Jimena like spoke to me about this afterward.
Right.
I'm sitting at work like reading this thing and the people that are posting on it, I know that their intentions were good and I do count them as my friends.
Oh, sure.
look, the list is supposed to be fun, being like, come on, guys, this list, you know, this list is not cool with ladies. Of course it's not cool with ladies.
Yeah.
Like, all these lists are stupid. Like, the only reason posted is, like, talk bad about it. Like, what do you get out of scolding someone?
Right. But I think just some people...
I like if you have another opinion.
No, I don't have another opinion. I'm just trying to expand on your point, but I can't even find the words. I just think it's... I think sometimes people say things out loud to reassure themselves. Like, oh, I think this list is bad. I'm going to let everyone know that I think this list is bad so that I'm okay with knowing this list is bad. Like,
but it's like, yeah, why are you so threatened that this list is out there? Like, did you have to, like, say, like, oh, you know, everyone, I like everyone to know that this list is bad and you're bad for doing it.
And by extension, if I can just add a writer to that point,
yeah.
The thing that always bothers me about, like, specifically a Facebook example is that I understand getting angry that this list exists because there are going to be people out there who read this list in earnest.
Yeah.
But when you're on Facebook talking to your friends, you're not scolding any of those people. You're scolding everyone who is on your level and, like, everyone who gets exactly what you get.
And by publicly scolding a person,
mm-hmm.
You're painting them into a corner.
Yes.
Like, it's like, come on, guys, this list is bad. So obviously now this person that you've scolded, they are the bad person.
Yes.
And now it's like, well, I'm not bad. Like, I just posted this dumb list to make fun of it.
Yeah, exactly. Just click through some slides
When the last time have you stopped beating your wife? It's not quite that bad.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at this thing, and honestly, it was kind of winding me up a little bit.
Oh, sure. Wait, something winded you up?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, David.
Yes.
So would you say that I'm angrier than you?
I would say that.
Okay. So now give me some of, like, how do you calm down? Because you get wound up at some stuff, right?
I used to a lot more. I still do every once in a while. I just kind of, and this is going to sound a little dumb and too simple, I just kind of stopped caring. Like, I know that everyone is going to have their own faults and hang-ups, and you just kind of have to embrace that and know it going in. Like, any situation, you have to know, okay, someone's going to say something to annoy me or upset me. That's just, they mean well. That's just how it's going to go.
Look, I'm going to call, I'm going to take that caller's example and place a couple cards on the table.
Uh-huh.
I like Facebook.
Sure.
I mean, bells and whistles, I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get on Facebook and get angry.
Yes.
So now I have implemented a one-strike policy. If I see something you post and it makes me angry,
yeah,
then I'm hiding you.
Oh, yeah. I've buried so many people.
Because it's like, even if you're my friend, it's just Facebook. It's such a stupid thing. It's not worth getting mad at.
Yeah, and Facebook is whatever you make of it. And if what you make of it is, like, these really impassioned political pleas, that's not what I'm on there for, man. So it's not you, it's me. I'm just going to bury you. That's
and you know what? The response to this list that I'm talking about, the scolding?
Yes.
I'm 100% going to say that maybe it is not you, it is me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't want to. And I'm sorry if I didn't mean to put words in someone's mouth,
sure,
or something like that, because, you know, I don't know their intent. But yeah, maybe this is just me. Maybe I'm just a wound up person. But
it's
like,
possible.
And then so you're like, well, I mean, you shouldn't hide a friend after one strike. You know what, though? This is me using Facebook. Isn't everyone using Facebook?
Yeah, because you know what? The alternative is I don't hide you, and I get wound up, and I take it out on you, and nobody wants that.
Nick, do you ever get wound up looking at your dumb friends on Facebook?
No.
No?
I don't really.
Well,
we'll be right back.
I don't really, like, I'm not a big on, I mean, I don't really spend much time on Facebook, I guess.
When's the last time you got wound up about something?
Oh, geez.
Someone just winding you up.
I don't know. Okay, there's two things here. I don't really get that upset that often.
You're a super chill bra. A little God's green herb there, maybe?
but also...
Get the heavy handshake?
I mean, I don't do that at all. But also, like, I have a terrible memory.
I saw the wink.
if you know someone, because I'm in town for a couple months.
We can hook you up. Okay. Tell you what, stick around for the clear spot afterward.
Yeah.
Man, let's just say it smells like dirty laundry in here afterward.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of, we're coming up on the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to call an audible and say we're going to do an ENCO and then do a hot start. So if you want to get ready, then we will just go right into the clear spot.
The clear spot.
Yes. But first, I should say the following. Go ahead and take that. First, I should say the following. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. There might be some very important information up there about something we're doing next week.
Yeah, next week we're not going to be here because we're hitting the road. We're going to go to Seattle and Portland with our sketch group.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more information about that, statcomedy.com. Nick Ramirez, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the Midnight Society show tonight.
What? Midnight Society?
What? Yeah. They let you back in?
for one night only.
Well, I didn't like that.
Seriously.
That is 10 p.m. tonight, Cold Town Theater.
Yeah.
ColdTownTheater.com for more information about that.
That's right.
That's right.
I think Frank Mills also has a special guest tonight.
They do.
So it should be a slamming show.
Yeah. Nick Ramirez, I wish we had more show and more time to spend with you, but...
Yes, thank you so much for coming on,
thanks
Nick.
For coming
really
by.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And don't be a stranger, please.
Yes, please. Yes. You can feel free to call in anytime. It looks like Linda's queuing up. What Zappa album is that, Linda?
Yeah. Got a Zappa? Got a Zappa going?
Looks like she's got Zappa on the one and the two.
Is that supposed to be a surprise?
Is that the one with Ice Cream for Dinner or whatever dumb song he wrote?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know that dumb song he wrote? Anyway...
Here I leave. Okay, guys, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. All right. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin. See you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye, Nick.